right. It's the most fun you can have while you're sitting there this morning in the middle of Forgotten America. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It is the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, October 7th, 2019. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the Nature Conservancy launching a $95 million campaign to preserve and protect Michigan's wild land. Group says it stands ready to address some of the biggest issues facing the environment today all across the state. Number two, General Motors still sitting idle as a strike by the United Auto Workers Union now gone on for over 3 weeks. More than 50,000 employees off the job, 50 plants idle, and apparently things are taking a turn for the worse. And number one, Democrats now say they have the votes for impeachment to pass the House, and you thought they needed to actually do hearings and so forth? Don't kid yourself. But for Alyssa Slotkin, Haley Stevens, and others, selling this to voters is not easy. Not easy at all. In fact, it's a big problem. Let's start, however, with the president just tweeting seconds ago at 8:04 a.m. today. Quote, IG, declassified information contradicts the whistleblower. Fox and Friends, but why are people surprised? The partisan whistleblower was very wrong on what was said on my perfect no-pressure call with the Ukrainian president. Bring in another whistleblower from the bench, which is exactly what they're doing. Exactly what they're doing. So here you go. Another day, another whistleblower. But let's go to, I want to share this with you. I want to share with you, first of all, from Haley Stevens. Freshman member of Congress who got in a shouting match last week with her constituents during a town hall event. Sat down in front of a camera at a community college to explain her position on impeachment. And I want to share it with you because it's important that you know where your congressional delegation stands. It's bite number one today. She seems to have a hard time explaining what exactly he'd be impeached for, but here she goes. Bite number one, go.
I think the big thing is asking for, a political favor from a foreign government and from a president of another country on behalf of a political opponent. I just find that kind of unusual and unbecoming of the office. And I also find, the erratic tweeting and the governing by Twitter. You know, we see that with trade deals. We see that with prescription drugs and, the constant lobbying of attacks. I think actions certainly speak to impeachable offenses.
So all I got out of that was asking for a political favor from another government and erratic tweeting. Erratic tweeting, I don't think is a high crime or misdemeanor. It may be annoying to you, Madam Congresswoman, but impeachable, I think you're going to have a hard time selling that to your constituents. Meanwhile, this argument is happening all over the country. And so on Friday, Alyssa Slotkin, my member of Congress in the 8th Congressional District here in Michigan, she held a town hall in Heartland, Michigan. It didn't go particularly well. There are 33 swing districts in the country that went heavily red for Donald Trump in 2016 and then provided narrow victories for Democrats in 2018, Alyssa Slotkin being one of those victories here in Michigan. But so far, the Democrats haven't done anything except focus on, for the most part, impeachment. So here it is, a town hall meeting, and this whole argument's getting louder and uglier. And here's an example, Alyssa Slotkin talking to her constituents on Friday in Heartland. Bite six it is, bite number six. Go.
But I will tell you that for me, it did change, and it changed based on the information that came out in the past couple of weeks. Very specifically, the issue that got to me was this idea that the president, the most powerful man in the world, reached out to a foreign leader, and asked him to dig up dirt on an American, on a
Fake news.
Don't buy into it.
You can't hear Alyssa.
So this is something the president himself acknowledged. This is something that the president's lawyer acknowledged.
And so there you go, arguing back and forth, yelling and screaming, fake news. We can't hear Alyssa, fake news. You see, there's the problem. For those moderate, down-the-middle voters that are still persuadable, and yes, there is a group of about 8 to 12% down the middle, I believe, is persuadable. For those folks, the Democrats haven't done anything except follow impeachment. They haven't done anything except follow. Let me give you another example of this from Michigan on the picket lines of the UAW strike against General Motors. CNN went there and actually got caught performing journalism. Crazy, I realize, but CNN went there, and I want to give you an excerpt of what they found in Michigan. It's Byte 7 from CNN. Byte 7 here in Michigan from CNN. Go.
But most we spoke to see impeachment as little more than politics.
I think it's a lot of just people don't like him. They want him out of office, the left and the media.
John Scance voted for Trump in 2016 and had concerns early on. 6 months ago, he thought Joe Biden might be an option. Now, he says, the push for impeachment has him supporting the president more than ever.
They are there for one thing now and one thing only, and that's to try to impeach the president.
Meanwhile, Elizabeth Warren has become the front runner for the Democrats. Joe Biden has been behind in several polls in a row. Now, the Real Clear Politics average still shows Joe Biden in the lead, but it's by 2.2 percentage points. But in Iowa, Elizabeth Warren has taken the lead. In New Hampshire, she's come up tight into second place. In South Carolina, Biden still rules in South Carolina, but the betting odds are now with Warren. She is the odds-on favorite, with Biden in second, Sanders in third, and Andrew Yang in fourth place on the betting odds. But Warren is up by 32 points there. 32 points. Yeah, it's pretty impressive, to say the least, her polling numbers and what she has been able to do. Policy after policy after policy. The problem is, her far-left ideas won't win across the country. They can tell themselves anything they want, because Fox News found polling in Wisconsin, for example, that puts Joe Biden up by 9 over Donald Trump. 4 would be the win for Warren and 5 for Sanders. I don't believe it. You shouldn't believe it, because it's just garbage. Meanwhile, the job approval numbers for the president keep strong, and in fact, some polls have him at the highest numbers he's been yet. So there you go. In Ohio, they show Trump losing to Biden, Warren, and Sanders. I've got the entire farm that I will bet that Donald Trump wins Ohio going away and several other places. I'll bet it all. And besides, look how far away from the election we are. And you just wait. Wait till those truckloads of cash start getting spent. 14 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. Business groups, by the way, say Warren would be a disaster. We'll be right back.
Do you want an honest and entertaining source for news about everything you care about that's fun and easy to understand? Now you have one. Paycheckology. Do you want a news source that covers everything you need, from important national issues right down to your own community? Paycheckology. Do you feel your concerns are getting lost in the media circus when it comes to important issues like jobs, immigration, and everyday American lives? Well, not anymore. Welcome to Paycheckology, the place to find important stories you won't get anywhere else, where the world is viewed through your paycheck's perspective. And that's a real eye-opener. Paycheckology is a digital news source where you can get all the news you need in a fun, informative way focused on strong, independent people who believe in real work ethic and the American dream. Paycheckology believes in hard work, great jobs, our borders, and our American way of life. If you believe in America like we do and want a news source that's honest, fun, and real, check out Paycheckology at PaycheckTalk.com. That's Paycheckology at PaycheckTalk.com. You've heard about recent changes to no-fault auto insurance here in Michigan, and you may think your rates are going down. What you may not have heard is that you'll need to buy millions of dollars in additional coverage in case you're an at-fault driver. If you cause an accident, they could take everything you own. Never before have Michigan drivers had to consider this, but with the new law, there's no limit to your liability. Tell your elected officials to go back and fix what they've done. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit eamonline.org. That's eamonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the Economic Alliance for Michigan.